inner hall of life.
Welcome to the Inner Hole of Rising.
I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
We are Slam Pow Productions.
This is a podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of two black polyamorous women. Yeah. Whatever you want to call us. Yeah, bitches, sluts, whores, whatever.
We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're great. Mad good fans this week. Shout out to Fan of the Week. What do we call him?
Just call him KTN.
Yeah.
He's been supplying us with really funny
stories. He gives us stories. He's going to be our fuck you segment this
week.
And
I might fuck him. But maybe not, you know.
He's always chilling with us on Periscope.
Just skip over it.
Yeah, right? What did she say? I don't know. shout out to our Fan of the Week this week, KTN. And we're going to have another Fan of the Week next week.
Yeah, so if you want to be Fan of the Week,
come here and suck my dick
with us.
Oh, yeah.
That's interaction.
Or that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're encouraging you now to use the hashtag InnerHoeUprising on Twitter, Instagram. Tag us in shit you think is funny.
Yeah. Or sad.
Or say things about us that are nice or mean.
Yeah.
Or sad.
Fuck those hoes.
Or confusing.
Hashtag InnerHoeUprising.
Exactly. Just use our hashtag and we'll respond to you because that's how we know that you're around.
Yes. So once again, that is hashtag InnerHoeUprising.
Yeah.
Trying to get all social with the media.
Exactly. Now is the time to do such.
Yes, yes, yes. In addition to that, we have a Patreon account that allows you to give us money for all of our hard work.
Yeah.
patreon.com/InnerHoeUprising. Ready to start the show?
Yes.
First segment.
Fuck that.
This is our current events segment of the week.
Yeah.
Scientists are getting closer to the development of a male birth control pill, and none too soon. A recent study found that 52% of men would actually take a daily birth control.
First up, male birth control pills coming soon.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be
pop
excellent.
A pill and don't get a nigga pregnant.
Yeah. Maleum birth controlium pillium.
Yes. All right, so this has been being worked on for quite some time, but there's just like a new development in the science of it all.
Yeah, what university is it?
University of Minnesota.
Yes,
okay. So basically, here's how this little article by Glamour laid it out. They said that female birth controls are easy because you just pump enough hormones into the female body and it tricks us into thinking that we're pregnant.
So you won't be holding on to shit.
Yeah, exactly. You won't take that semen. But for what am I talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's fine.
You won't take that semen, girl.
You won't.
Yeah. But for male birth control to actually work, there needs to be some sort of temporary reversible sterilization that is induced by a chemical.
Yeah. Apparently it's extra complicated. They've, like, found a lot of chemicals that'll do it, but they might have, like, shitty side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to work on something that'll bind with the protein that causes fertility.
One thing you can do. She is lost in the sauce.
No, I
One thing you can do is increase the amount of testosterone in the male body.
Oh.
Because that renders assigned male at birth people. Like, when you pump enough testosterone into people, they're just infertile. But that only works for about 80% of people.
20% and
there's 20% extra virile people who it just won't work with. And then in addition to that, more testosterone can cause things like hair loss and weight gain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they're just like, fuck it. But didn't old female birth control used to cause things like that?
I mean, it can still
And they were just like pushing it out
gain.
On the market.
Yeah.
It's just like, guys, no.
I feel like there's a lot of...
They can't get any extra
fat. It's like sexism in this science, the fact that we've
I think
had
so too.
Female birth control for so long.
For so long, yeah, exactly.
Like, if people had just been working just as hard on male birth control...
And if there was enough money into it...
Yeah, exactly.
Then it probably would be here. If people thought that, like,
long time.
Birth control was the responsibility...
Of the...
Dude.
Dude. Which, I wonder, like, so if there is male birth control pills, like, will guys use it and take it? Like, I feel like...
Hold on, bro, I gotta take my bill.
Like it doesn't...
After I drink this beer.
that's probably not
fuck
when
this
you should...
bitch. No. Love you guys.
I feel like there's the... Love you, men.
Assigned male at birth people.
Yeah, we like you.
Yeah.
We like everybody. But I feel like there's, like, the whole thing, like, the idea of pregnancy is that, like, a guy can, you can have sex with a woman and she literally has the child, mm-hmm. so the guy can just move on and be a free agent.
Yeah.
But I feel like, it's your fucking, like, it's two people's responsibilities, mm-hmm. I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you can do that, because literally, the woman, person with a womb, yeah, must hold on
there,
to the
it's
child.
It's in there, yeah.
But, like, if it, like, what if it was your responsibility? Just take this fucking pill and you won't get people pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, you won't go out and be, like, a risk to people like that.
Yeah.
It's, like, great. I just feel like guys won't take it. There are not many guys will take it.
I feel like you have no faith. We gotta ask. If you're an assigned male at birth person.
Would you take a male birth control
pill? Yeah, and you're sterile. Would you take a male birth control pill?
I won't take a male birth control pill.
If you're not sterile, sorry. That's what I meant to say. If you're sterile, will you take this thing that will do nothing for you? Okay, so the University of Minnesota. All right, so scientists have thrown testosterone out the window, and they found a specific compound that targets a specific male fertility protein that I guess will render the protein.
I wasn't saying nothing. I said there was a protein that it was going to bind with.
You did, but I didn't know what you were talking about.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
It was that protein.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Do you want to talk about this?
Nope. You're already well into it.
They're working on a specific compound that targets the specific male fertility protein. And that, I guess, renders it inert or whatever and makes guys sterile or whatever during the course of when they're taking the pills. There's a bunch of side effects that they haven't worked out yet. But also, this compound that targets that specific protein is, like, mad unstable and shit like that. And it might just fuck up in your body.
You don't want to volatile.
It might just fuck up in your body. I don't think it's, like, volatile. I think it just won't work for a long period of time. Like, throughout the course of a day. Like, if you take one in a day, you want it to...
Need.
Yeah, you want it to last the whole entire day. So it's, like, not stable enough to do that. So now, and the reason why all these articles are being written is that they've tweaked around with this compound enough that it's mad stable, but the downside is it actually is weaker at targeting that specific protein.
They'll figure it out.
And then they also haven't figured out how to get rid of the side effects yet either.
Yeah.
So they're just tweaking away.
Just fucking around. No,
they're just tweaking away.
I'm excited for it, though.
It should
be cool.
It'll
be very interesting sexual... Because I feel like birth control was, like, a very liberating thing for women because it was saying...
Let's fuck in the streets!
Yeah, we can fuck in the streets. I like the thing...
It's like the commercial for birth control. You can now fuck in the streets.
You can fuck anywhere without risk of pregnancy.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think it... I don't think it changes things for, like, men's, like, lived experiences outside of, like, they don't live in constant fear of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess, like, you're, like, you'd be worried if your partner was getting pregnant. Like, people are obviously concerned because you will, like, go and get the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And I don't think it's not going to spark, like, a major sexual revolution for guys.
Yeah,
like,
I get you.
If anything, like, I don't even know.
Assigned male at birth people.
Assigned male at birth people. I don't even think it'll cause any sort of cultural change for women either, because women are still probably going to be taking birth control when they can, or people who can be impregnated.
I guess that alleviates that fear that people have where it's like, is she really taking her birth control? It's like, well, now you can take your birth control too.
Oh, interesting.
So there we go.
But I feel, because when I think about
the playing field is leveled.
When I think about that, it's like,
none of us have to use condoms.
Like, what is it? I think, like, for some reason, celebrities, like, worry that, like, the whole, like, poking holes in condoms, like, trying to get impregnated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, just in case this,
yeah, exactly,
this hoe isn't trying to have a kid and take my money, I can protect myself.
There you go. So the people who use it will be, like, Chris Brown. And other folks of that nature.
Like, that's funny. So, you know, it'll have a small...
Some high-profile customers.
Small cultural revolution for
exactly,
some.
Exactly.
It's not unusual that rape is used as a weapon of war, but the Islamic State is buying and selling women and girls, complete with sales contracts, warehouses, and markets.
We all know ISIS.
Yeah, I know her personally.
It's a household
She's an
name.
Egyptian god.
Oh, shit. No, isn't that Osiris?
There's also an ISIS.
ISIS. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Gotta get up on my Egyptian godhood. Yeah,
but I mean, fuck that bitch. Right now we're talking about the Islamic
we're talking
states.
About, yeah. Yeah, fuck her. So ISIS, I guess New York Times article came out recently saying that ISIS has been giving birth control to its female sex slaves.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I guess I knew that ISIS was shitty, But in doing research for this, I didn't know, like, how shitty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
knew they were killing people.
I knew they were murdering people.
Raping people.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that they were raping people because, I mean,
obviously
that's what happens
people.
In war or whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't know they had, like, a full sex trade going on.
It's
and they fucking
specifically,
do.
Specifically, yeah.
Specifically targeting
the Yazidis. So,
women.
For those of you, if you're not up on ISIS, which is fine, because I feel like I'm up
you're
on
not up
now.
On the ISIS times.
Yeah, well, that shit about ISIS. So, August of 2014 was when they, this village, this, what is it? It was
they invaded
Mosul.
Like, yeah.
Invaded Iraq, took over this place, and there's this mountain that the Yazidis live on.
Which is, like, in Kurdistan of Iraq, which is, like, I sound like that girl. Iraq and the, you remember that?
No.
That beauty queen who was like, Iraq such as the Asia.
No.
She was just failing.
That's bad.
But that's not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Kurdistan is in northern Iraq, guys. And there's this religious group of people named the Yazidis who live there.
And they are, for some reason, people, I guess the name that, the like the god that their name or people think their name is derived from gives the impression to many cultures or people in the region that they're like devil worshippers.
So they believe in one god, which is stupid because the New York Times article, no, it's not stupid that they believe in one god, but the New York Times article was like they're polytheistic, but then I looked and they're monotheistic.
Yeah.
But they believe in that one god, but they believe that that god has granted like control of the earth to these seven angels or mm-hmm. whatever, and that head angel, I don't remember what his name is, but he's, like, the peacock god.
Yeah.
Because he looks like a peacock.
It's also the symbol of, like, immortality in Christianity, apparently.
And at some point, oh, that's interesting, look at the peacock. At some point in their mythology or whatever, or theology, rather, like, because, you know, all of the shit has crossover or whatever.
Yeah.
They say that that angel did not bow to Adam, like, the first son of
oh,
God.
Oh, interesting.
And other people read that as the same moment where Lucifer did not bow to God and Adam. So they say that their angel,
their archangel is
the same person as Satan.
Yeah.
And
ISIS doesn't, so there's like the idea.
So ISIS just thinks they're devil worshippers and they're just trying to fuck their shit up, basically.
Yeah, and I think it's because there's the idea of like people of the book. Which I've only heard it referred
to.
It's like the
religions.
Abrahamic religions. Usually, like.
Christianity, like, Islam,
I've never heard a Christian
Judaism.
Person refer to, like, Muslims or Jews, nor a Jewish person refer to Christians or Muslim as people of the book. I feel like Islam is mad inclusive of Islam and Christianity. But it's
and
just.
Christianity is just like, Christian, like, nah. Who the fuck is that?
Yeah. So ISIS, in their extremist interpretation, is like, these people are not people of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we can. It is perfectly okay for us to rape and enslave
them. Well,
women.
In general, in ISIS's interpretation of Islam, it's okay for them to rape and enslave anyone who is not Muslim.
Yeah.
But it's really okay for them to do that to the Yazidis, because not only are they not Muslim, they're not people of the book, and their archangel is the fucking devil.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, you guys are... Yeah, we can rape you, and it's
yeah.
fine.
So, I mean, and that's how they're using religion... But really, this is a fucking trade going on. Like, they set up an entire sex slave trade.
They have, like, buses and, what is it? Like
they have buses, contracts.
Lists,
They have, like,
it was
platforms where they sell people or whatever. Like, back in the old days of slavery in America, where
it'd
be, like, exactly
rooms.
Showcasing women.
And you can, like, if you die, like, you can will a slave.
Yeah.
Like, a female slave to somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's... Shit.
It's an industry.
Pretty grim. It's
a fucking
and
industry.
And it's based mostly on this religious group.
It's like, only the Yazidis.
It's the Yazidis that they're using for this.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
Mad fucked up. So, yeah, this has been happening since 2014, but I guess what the New York Times recently uncovered was that they're using several forms of birth control to kind of keep this trade going, mm-hmm. because in a specific reading of... Their specific extremist reading of the Quran says that it's okay to take women as... It's okay to take slaves. It's okay to rape your slaves and
it's
have
okay
sex
to
with your
rape
slaves.
Children's slaves as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
As long as they are fit for sex.
You just can't have sex with said slave...
If she's pregnant.
Yeah. If her uterus is not pure.
Yeah. So what they've been doing is
Which
giving birth
pregnant.
Control to their female slaves, like, both in pill form, like, various forms, and also injecting them.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of women have just gone through multiple
forcing abortions if they think something's going on.
And it's scary. And it's usually more senior people... will do this, like, whereas, like, the younger ISIS
just raping away.
Will just rape away without any concern.
Yeah. What is birth control?
Yeah, so that's, like, it's like a very scary and disturbing thing.
It's all fucked up.
And, I guess some thoughts I had about this. Oh, so in researching this, I came across an article where it was like, you know, why aren't feminists talking about Islam? And I, after reading through
that shit is mad Bill Maher.
It was horrible. So it was basically
mad fucking annoying.
Using basically the misogyny, like the clear obvious like physical violence misogyny, which also there's clearly physical people dying due to misogyny here.
Yeah.
Basically, you can't say that, okay, because situations are so, seem so dire in another part of the world, that invalidates feminism in other places. Like, the author of this article was like, here you are worrying about manspreading and jobs where people are getting stoned to death. Like, that doesn't,
That's like when your mom is like, people are starving in Africa, so eat your food.
It's like,
fuck are you really talking about?
You're not saying anything.
You're not saying anything. That's... One, two, then you're not even helping the people who you're championing your cause for.
Yes.
You're just using them as an example to make me feel stupid. Yeah, and I don't feel stupid. You're still dumb.
Like, if you really cared, take the food from my plate.
Yeah, that's like when that's like that's exactly like when people are like, oh, people are killing each other in Chicago, so do you really care about police violence? Yeah. I can care about both at the same time.
Yeah. And that's
isn't that interesting? How the human brain works.
I can hold on to multiple pieces of information, exactly. Process them, and like understand the context for them both. Whereas you
don't
clearly can't.
You
do
don't.
That.
You don't want
and that's,
to.
That's something that I
you
want to
invalidate
is,
my experience.
Exactly. It's ultimately a misogynist, like, or anti-feminist.
Totally.
Or feminist antagonistic. I'm making up words.
That's exactly what it is, though.
Because it's like, you know, where are you liberal feminists? It's like, well, they're clearly different strains of feminist thoughts. And, like, just because, I don't know, yeah, just because I'm not being stoned to death doesn't mean that I'm not being treated well here.
Nor does that mean that I'm ignoring that what's
exactly,
going on over
there. It's like, if anything, it's like, okay, I'm closer to this and I feel like I can actually have, like, an impact here.
Exactly.
Like, we're like, oh, it's like one example, when I was reading this article about transnational feminism, transnational feminism,
yeah,
which like we totally are by just by default the way we talk about things, but the idea that like you know we as hoes here like we're not advocating for like someone who is like a sex slave to like take pride in
being
a hoe because that doesn't
that's
make
not,
fucking sense.
Yeah, that's not what they need for liberation right now at the moment.
Yeah, what they need is to not be.
Enslaved, yeah.
And so we're not going to be like, oh, like the whole
Everyone in the world needs to be a part of the NRO uprising.
Like, free the nipple can be relevant here in other places, but like, if you're being forced to take your clothes off, we're not going to be like, oh yeah, she's free, she's liberated.
Yeah.
It's so, I don't know, I feel like people are, I guess like it's, I think it's like a good like power check or like a, like when people are getting too like egomaniacal, like, oh, this is important everywhere all the time. Like, if we just figured out this one thing about this, why I don't like Hillary Clinton, because she feels like she can just go into different countries and like figure out exactly how to fix every like oppression of women everywhere. But, like, with her,
well, that's what all fucking politicians do.
Yeah.
Like the whole let's stop ISIS. Let's drone the dog shit out of them. Drone strike the dog shit out of them. That's not liberating anybody who's enslaved in sex. It's probably going to kill them in the same drone strike because they're in the same base with these fucking guys who are raping them.
Yeah. What's important is thinking about the U.S. as we're an imperialistic force in many places of the world. Currently, we're a shitty country that is active. We're actively hurting people that we're, in theory, we stand up for. Yeah, we want to empower women everywhere. You can't empower them if you are murdering them.
Two points. Well, I had a lot of points, I guess. Is taking several forms of birth control at once detrimental? Besides, of course, the detriment of getting raped on a daily basis? Because they'd say, like, they would, like, give them pills and then they would, like, inject them. And it's just like, what the fuck?
I feel like it could be harmful. You're putting a whole bunch of hormones into somebody's body.
Yeah, that hasn't really been prescribed.
Yeah.
They're just getting it. Also, where the fuck are they getting it?
They're
just getting like mad
Depo Provera.
Where are they
getting their jeeps from? Like they're just getting.
Well, a lot of the like weaponry that they use is just like.
It's probably old.
It's from when we were like supplying stuff to Iraq.
Yeah.
During the
So it's not a good
ouster
comparison.
Of Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, where are they getting birth control like that?
It's the same place. America bought everything over. Yeah, potentially though. I wrote down it's important to note that wartime rape is nothing new. if people don't already know that, that's like one of the tactics that people use to like get in the head of the opposition.
Yep.
Rape their women.
So but if in you this particularly time, want to villainize like these like Muslim extremists, mm-hmm. it's like American soldiers have also gone out and raped plenty of people.
There's mad white looking like, babies in Vietnam right now.
Yeah, and it's like, well, that's came from somewhere.
Why is that baby white?
For a very specific reason.
His father is white.
George Timmonson.
Oh, no.
Just gave a specific strange yeah. white
But I
man.
Guess what's strange about this, and this is what the New York Times mm-hmm. article also had mentioned, or maybe it was someone who commented on the article, but usually, or a lot of the time, there's specifically rape and, like, leave the women impregnated. So all of a sudden, the babies, mm-hmm. like, look like the oppressor, and it's like, maybe we can pull people to our side.
Oh, interesting.
But here, specifically, ICE is like, nah, we don't want to get them pregnant or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's against our belief system or whatever.
At least they're consistently... at least they're consistent.
They're consistent shitheads. And then the article was like, that's, like, the only thing that, like, the victims and the people who are doing the enslaving have in common. Like, we both just really don't want to procreate
babies.
From this.
Yeah.
This is that's a bad it, situation. And then my other question was, well, when it does happen, what the fuck happens to those kids? Are they put into slavery? Are they killed?
I don't
since
think
they're like
killed.
Sin child.
Because I don't know about in terms of that, but mm-hmm. when they're taking ISIS taking over places, they'll separate the men and the women,
mm-hmm.
and they'll just like kill everyone who like is past puberty.
Yeah.
So they like if they're keeping young kids, mm-hmm. they're either like going to grow up or they're going to use them as soldiers. I could assume.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if they would just murder an mm-hmm. able body, mm-hmm. but also they're murdering
you have to
mad
raise
able
that body.
Body. Yeah, and pay for things. That is a good question. It just seems super scary and complicated to deal with. And then also there's so birth control. It's like okay, at least you know they're not getting pregnant,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, like there doesn't like are they using condoms? Like
no,
you know, and that's bad for all parties involved.
Yeah,
like if you're gonna be like passing around a woman, I know it sounds very.
That's
shitty,
literally what's
but that's what it
though.
Is. If you're going to be, like, moving a woman who's a sex slave around, she's going to be carrying... It's like an ISIS health concern. Like, mm-hmm. they seem to have their own bureaucracy and governing states and judges. Like, they should have their own, like, fucking... And they do have their own health department, but, like, why aren't they, like, use condoms, guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
And also for... And clearly,
STDs
like...
STDs are of the Western
and if they,
world.
And if they're so bent on preserving their, like, their... female slave supply. I feel like
they should be taking
they should be taking care of them. Ultimately, they shouldn't be enslaving them, especially since in apparently in their interpretation of the Quran, if you let a slave go,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
none
of your organs shall ever see the flames of hell.
Yeah.
Why aren't they all just letting them go?
Yeah, right. Like, let me just ensure my
I'll never go to hell.
Let me just ensure my spot. Oh, and then there was this I don't know which article it was. There was one article about the birth control, and there's another article linked in that article that was written a year ago that was just about the sex trade in general. And I just wanted to put this out here for all the people who are like, Islam is an evil religion. It says, in much of the same way as specific Bible passages were used centuries later to support the slave trade mm-hmm. in the United States, the Islamic State cites specific verses or stories in the Quran or else in the Sunnah, the traditions based on the sayings, whatever, that's what the Sunnah is, to justify their human trafficking. So it's like, this ain't nothing new.
Yeah,
it's not just...
Exactly.
And it's annoying that we have to, like, do that because, like, we're not, like... By the way, the KKK is an extremist subset of Christianity or whatever. But because people are so goddamn racist to, like, Muslim people or whatever, we have to keep saying ISIS is an extremist organization, like, remind people and, like, hold their fucking hands.
Because people
they're
are
like
so
0.00000000001% of the amount of Islamic people in the entire world.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's just a reminder.
So if you thought that was depressing and sad,
oh, how to help.
Here's how you can help.
Yeah.
There are two groups. There's YAZDA, YAZDA, and I guess WADI, WADI.
Mm-hmm.
Two non-for-profits that are, what is it? YAZDA, I believe, is from the Yazidi community.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you can go there and donate and see what you can do. But those are like... locally based, like you're not just giving to some random like Red Cross who may or may not spend your money on whatever the fuck they see fit.
Did you ever hear that story was like with all of the money that they got after the earthquake in Haiti, they built like one house or something like that?
That is what I heard. It was like three. It was like something very terrible.
Something crazy.
Like you just can't fucking like you think, okay, here I'm doing something well. I guess I would trust these sources, but of course always search the hell out of where you're donating your money to. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you could just be wasting it.
Yeah.
And if you really want to do some good with your actual cash money that you put your time into earning, mm-hmm. that's, like, always a good way to give it. Mm-hmm. To really know where it's going.
You know what they say, when in labor, put on makeup. Well, they don't say that, but Alaha Karimi doesn't care. In between contractions, the 27-year-old pulled out her beauty tools and got to work.
Beauty blogger Alaha Mahid has recently gone viral for taking pictures of, or releasing pictures of her putting on her makeup during labor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so fun. So if you, she's a makeup by Alaha.
Yeah.
So makeup by A-L-A-H-A. And I scrolled through her stuff. It was great. She has mm-hmm. like a whole like really deep, beautiful purple lip thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's the color I need.
You're doing well.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you can always go there and find out what the color was. I'm going to go mm-hmm. and do that later.
Yeah, so.
But so she during, I don't know how long she was in labor for, do you know?
I don't remember, sorry.
But she just brought her whole entire makeup kit with her, and she mm-hmm. was just doing her whole face.
Yeah.
Lashes, lips, contouring, highlighting, shimmering, all of that.
Yeah,
and by the end, when you see her with her child, she looks great.
Like, what the fuck?
She looks awesome.
Yeah, doctors were like, bring shit that makes you feel comfortable or whatever, and I guess she like bought mad stuff, and at first she was reading, and then she was like, it gave her a headache or
yeah.
something like that, like staring at the words. She was like, I'm just going to beat my face real fucking quick. She was like, it's time to bake. And aww. Bake she did.
And then when she couldn't do it because she was in too much pain, her husband would
yeah,
do
I thought
it
that was mad
her.
Cute. I thought that was mad cute. Internalized misogyny moment. When I first saw that trending, I was like, oh, fuck you, man. And I just scrolled past it and then I was like, wait, that's bad. Why do I feel that way?
Oh, you said fuck you because she was...
just... being too femme, and it's just the internalized hatred I have
oh,
towards femininity. She wasn't doing anything wrong.
No.
It's a great idea. Well, I was just being an asshole.
Because when I first saw it, I was like, wow. She did her
it's because you're a good
face.
Person.
I mean, obviously we all have our moments like that.
Yeah.
But it's the comments, though. The comments were, she's like, oh,
yeah,
look at how vain
nasty.
We've become. Oh, you're so worried about looking good that you're not worried about, like, you're not worried about your child. And I'm like,
that's she totally
giving birth to
yeah.
this person. I am in pain.
Nothing in there says that she
I
didn't care about her child.
This. And also they're like, you want to give your kid a skin rash. It's like, if the doctors...
Why did they think that? I don't even understand
I know
the basis for that.
Babies have very sensitive skin. But, like, if the doctors had said this could actually cause, like, a rash or something to your child, they would have stopped
what,
her.
Like, her putting her face against the baby's face?
Yeah.
Oh,
which
okay.
I don't think she was doing, you know?
Yeah.
So, but also...
she wasn't putting makeup on the baby.
She wasn't doing the baby's
that
face.
I would have paid to see, though.
So, it's like it's the idea of concern trolling, where you,
yeah.
you're hiding your misogyny or your homophobia behind, or your
yeah.
fat phobia behind the person's health. Oh, but that person, are they okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine. It's
go about
your
business.
Bullshit that I'm
yeah.
dealing with.
Yeah.
So I thought that was like so cute. She
yeah.
looked great.
She suggested for people to paint their nails if they like painting
yeah.
nails.
Although someone in the comments said, don't paint your nails because doctors can use that to see if you're losing
and
oxygen.
Then the doctor was like, we have mad methods of doing that. Nika.
Yeah.
Like, we have
so
advanced as a society, so
like,
shut the fuck up.
It's people with their pseudoscience and
yeah,
their fake
exactly.
concerns when they're actually saying you don't have the right to be happy or exist as yourself.
Or I don't like the way you're being
yeah.
happy.
Yeah. Because for some reason, I care.
Yeah.
Because you suck.
Yeah.
So,
what
go
would you do
you.
If you were having contractions?
Oh, if I was having contractions, I'd probably just be talking to people or mm-hmm. maybe watching TV.
Yeah.
I'd probably be watching like yeah. something funny, Broad City Louie mm-hmm. right now anyway.
I think I would be roasting the motherfucker who got me pregnant. It's like, what are those? What are you talking about? I'm not even wearing shoes in here. Your whole life. Your mother hates you. Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out.
But stay.
But come back. But come back. But come back.
Get a hold of my hair.
But look at your face, though. Why do you smell like that?
For just hours on end.
I love you. I love you.
And it could just be like, at this point, you'll be an honest ass Mac. So all 18 of your guys, you just come in on like the rotation of roast. The roast rotator. Just come in and
spit roast.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, so that's so I thought that was cute. That was mm-hmm. cute as fuck.
A man in Atlanta is being charged with two counts of aggravated battery after he reportedly poured boiling water on a young gay couple. One of the men he poured water on was his girlfriend's son.
In Georgia, a young gay couple, they're 21,
mm-hmm,
Marquez
21.
Tolbert
mm-hmm.
and Anthony Gooden,
mm-hmm.
Were attacked in their home by their grandmother's boyfriend.
Their mother's boyfriend. Sorry.
She's looking mad old to me.
Whoa, damn. Playing the shit out of her.
She just looked old. I just don't like
him. By Anthony Gooden's mother's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he poured boiling hot water on them while they're sleeping. And yeah. I've seen some of the pictures from it, and they have...
Gruesome.
I know that water can very much burn like fire can, but just... When you see people's warning, skin just peeled away by hot liquid.
It was fucked up.
Terrifying.
It was very fucked up.
And he's just homophobic.
Yeah, he's a terrible guy. He was a terrible guy, and he was like trying to play it off like it was funny or something like that.
Yeah, so
he was
like stuck together like two hot dogs.
Yeah, so I put water on them because that's what you do with hot dogs. What in the blue fuck is your sick ass talking about?
Yeah.
I hope he goes to jail for a really long time.
Yeah. Like, who knows how long it's going to take for them to recover from that.
He also said, this just makes me laugh, get out of my house with all that gay. As if gay is, like, a quantifiable resource.
You have just, like, imagine if they had, like, just the right amount of gay. Exactly.
Oh, that 50% gay.
Or that 5 teaspoons of gay. That's not leveled up. You're only allowed, like, 1 pint for the month. And then maybe I'll reconsider.
Anything over that.
It's too much gay.
I'm going to commit a hate crime against you. Yeah, so this guy sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, he's shitty.
And this is just... it's bad. Sad. This is an example of... I wrote down domestic bigotry, but it's also, like, I also wrote down the intersection of domestic violence and hate crimes, or queer antagonistic hate crimes, specifically.
Yeah.
Other ideas that I thought of, because I was trying to, like, Google these things, but also my period really hurt, but I didn't do, like, a whole, like, Boolean search, you know, crazy-ass Google, but I did a regular Google, and I can't really find any stats on stuff like this, but other examples of domestically violent hate crimes, obviously, parents who beat their queer kids.
Yeah.
Siblings who physically or verbally abuse their queer siblings. Like, one of my friends was, like, beat up by her brother when she came out.
Whoa.
Yeah. Corrective rape by family members of the opposite sex.
That's just, like, why would that fix anything? Yeah. Why would that fix anything?
It wouldn't. It's just, I feel like that's more so them putting their hatred on the person.
Yeah.
Because, you know, rape being an act of...
That's, like, real sad, I think, too. Especially, like, particularly to the person who's receiving it, because it says that your relative, the someone who's supposed to love you, like, for despite everything, is just can't put aside their values for your life that isn't killing anybody. Mm-hmm. No one's dead because you're gay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be really, really hard.
In that same vein, sexual abuse towards queer family members in an act of, like, correcting them or whatever. For example, fathers paying for their underage sons or trans daughters to, like, watch porn or to sleep with sex workers so that they experience what a woman is like, thinking it'll convert them. But it's all stupid. And it's all really, really fucked up and bad.
Yeah. And I think that's also where sex education is failing, because it is leading to these...
Yeah.
Very vulnerable situations where very young people are with people who just don't know anything about what they're going through and can react
in extremely terrible ways. Also, not exactly in this case, because the two men were, like, openly gay or whatever, but this is an example of how outing can get really weird, like if it gets back to someone's family member or parent or whatever. So, once again, don't out people.
I would hold you fucking responsible for their death. If something happened to them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're the fucking problem. You told somebody.
Yeah, you're dead. An accomplice or
that
something
shit
like that.
That is on you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why I got so mad very suddenly. This is very upsetting.
No, as you should be. If you want to help, once again, this trend of helping in today's episode.
Hey!
Marquez has a GoFundMe for his wounds. I guess the easiest way to do it would be to give the quick link and then to link it in the description. So that's gofundme.com/HRRPB9E4.
Yep.
You can help him out with his medical bills.
And we'll include the link in the description of the podcast so you can click on it so it's easy.
She said yes. Yeah. Making this thing happen. My baby.
Yay. I'm so excited. God is so good.
All the time.
And finally, Fuckboy's mad at Sierra for getting engaged to Russell Wilson. Quick stat, Sierra's a singer. She made 1-2-Step and Goodies. She's not doing anything currently. No,
just in case you didn't know anything about her.
Yeah, she's working. She's dancing or something like that. No, she's a great girl. Russell Wilson, quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. Their the reason why fuckboys are mad, I guess. Sierra has dated several, she's been romantically linked to several high profile men or whatever. She dated Bow Wow. She dated 50 Cent. Most recently, she was engaged to and had a child with Future, Trap God.
Trap God.
That's what he is.
Just the fact that it's God.
That's what he is.
It's not an idol. It's just God.
God.
Yeah, he's accomplished.
Yeah, no, he is. She's accomplished.
No, she's accomplished, but he's also accomplished.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's like, God can be justified in this case.
Yeah. Recently, Sierra and Russell Wilson took a trip to some island or whatever, and they revealed the fact that they were engaged and it was mad cute or whatever, and the internet was just like, nah, man, fuck their happiness. Here is our misogyny. So a lot of people are just commenting and saying bullshit under pictures and on blogs and stuff like that, basically saying, and like making memes and stuff, basically saying that Sierra has been ran through by like all of black famous people or something like that, or several men, saying that she is one of those girls, like pretty much linking her to a regular woman or whatever, or a woman who you would find in like high school or whatever, who goes for the bad boys for a lot of her life or whatever, and then finally settles down with a nice guy. But a nice guy, quote unquote, like Russell Wilson, shouldn't take her because she didn't, her eyes weren't open to nice guys like him in the past. And the only reason why she wants to marry a guy like him or be engaged to a guy like him is because all of the other bad boys, quote unquote, have, quote unquote, done her wrong. She was just dating a lot of people who shit didn't work out with.
Exactly.
And that's what life is.
She's just very attractive and confident and she was in the dating field. Like, yeah. I like you. Don't like you now.
Exactly.
Don't like you. And also like what the fuck does that even mean? Like those guys, they may have seemed like badasses, but they could have also been nice people.
Yeah. I mean,
and nice guy is such a loaded term.
Aside from Future cheating on her afterwards and then like doing that whole scandal about the fact that she's not letting him see their child or
the
whatever.
Child support thing.
Yeah, and just like being an asshole on Twitter. Bow Wow's a bad guy? What the fuck? He made like Mike. He's a very good kid. He might be a little lost right now, but he hasn't done anything bad in particular. And I don't remember any reports of, like, 50 Cent doing her wrong or anything like that.
Interesting.
These are just guys who...
Is it because they're rappers?
Quote, unquote... I guess.
Right? Like, that makes them
okay,
bad guys?
Okay, and Russell Wilson's a fucking athlete.
Then that's racist. Because that's an interesting respectability scale. Like, if black male respectables...
Oh, I totally think this is because they're all black or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nobody says that Taylor Swift is fucking has stayed with Calvin Harris so long because Calvin Harris is such a nice guy and Joe Jonas was a bad boy.
Because he wasn't. He was trying to brand
himself. And I think he cheated on her, so what the fuck?
Like, that's so funny. So he sucked.
Yeah, there's total like racial connotations
in
this or whatever.
Know. Yeah. Oh, you're so right.
But also it's kind of just a misogynistic trope that we always see.
Yeah, the idea that you deserve someone because you're a quote unquote nice guy.
Exactly.
You're not entitled to anybody's love or attention.
Not at all.
And with your fucking attitude, God bless your parents for giving you any sort of kindness.
I hope no one ever dates you.
Right?
Because
you're not like the idea that like, oh, I, like you are for some reason undesirable or like, you know.
Because you're an asshole.
It's probably
you think you're a nice guy, but you're actually an asshole.
Are you rude to people? Because like, even like people are like, oh, because you're ugly. Like, everybody's attractive to somebody, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't have to do with your physical appearance, mm-hmm. it's probably your personality. After 5 minutes of shit conversation, people are like, you know.
I hate this man.
Yeah, I desperately hate
him. I never want to talk to him ever again.
Like, there's a reason why you've never seen the girls you've dated ever again. They avoid you.
I'm such a nice guy. They just want the bad boys who are drug dealing and slinging coke and blah, 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 blah. Like, nah, fuck that.
Maybe there's something about your insecurities or you that you need to get together first.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't base your self-esteem in like a hatred of a certain type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe whoever you actually are will come out as more genuine
exactly.
and interesting and
be
more lovable.
Maybe the guys you deem as quote-unquote bad boys are just...
confident.
Yeah.
And
maybe they just have...
And own
maybe
their
they're charming.
Success. Yeah. Maybe they're charming.
Fuck. Maybe there's just something that the girls like about them.
Right, maybe that gem.
Maybe they have some personality.
Left of his face was from from playing with like a toddler. So no, I don't know.
Or maybe their personality isn't based on their fucking desire to want to be this fake version of a nice guy just to get pussy.
Yeah. Very true. Like, why the fuck being a normal ass person?
Yeah. What? What makes you nice?
If there are any nice guys listening to this podcast,
fuck you. Turn it off. What the fuck?
Or tell us why. Tell us why you think you're nice and share and tweet and we can have a whole fun
nice people
war.
Don't overly say that they're nice. People who keep saying it's I'm a suspicious. Nice person are mad weird.
Yeah.
I'm a nice person.
I only How say the fuck you I say aren't? That if like I've been like when people get mad at me for things or like someone is like not treating
well,
me well.
That makes sense.
And I'm just like I'm generally
no, you're a
not
girl.
A dick. Yeah. So like why? It's like I didn't really I don't not. Generally not I Some, mean, sometimes on rare I am, occasion. You know? But generally, I'm like, okay.
It all happens to us.
But if you're constantly like, trust me, ladies. Oh, sorry. Trust me, ladies. I'm nice. I'm one of the good ones.
Nah. Because what does that even mean? What does that even mean?
Exactly. In your definition of the bad ones, it's probably also couched in like the ways that men should be treating women or like people who are interested in dating women should be treating women. Like, oh. And that is also based in like misogyny itself. It's like, does he like open the door for you or does he buy you things? I would treat you so much better because I'm a nice guy. It's like, well,
but what do you actually do for me emotionally and mentally?
And also, what if I have mad money? What if I don't want this shit? Like, what if I'm fine? Maybe
what if my arm can open this fucking door?
What if
I hold it for you?
Oh my God. Every time I'm at work and I hold the door for a guy and a guy is like hesitant about it, I want
to
be like,
just go through the door, guy. We have places to go. We're not going to have a whole charade here.
This
like,
is
Jesus.
Fucking live TV. You like, your life comes down to a matter of seconds. If something is 5 seconds off, you're fucked. Why are you like playing around in
I've
got to
keep chivalry alive. No like, matter what.
Just go. Go forward. God.
Like, that being said, I'm not gonna, like, yell at anybody who holds the door for me or whatever, but I just kind of feel like, in the same way I feel like about paying for a meal, like, if you get to the door first, just hold it.
Yeah, don't
slam it in my face.
If
I'm richer than you, I'll pay for the meal.
Yeah.
Like,
or,
just
exactly.
being nice.
So, nice guys.
Fuck
you. Fuck
them.
All right, so that was it for
Fuck That! Now on to Fuck It!
And before we get there, we are on Periscope.
Yes, yes, yes.
You don't know what that is. It's like a live broadcast.
Wow. Broadcast.
Broadcast.
Have you ever seen Broad City? Now imagine it with cats. That's what Periscope is. Just kidding.
Basically, you can log on the same way that Facebook is now like streaming people.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Twitter's version of that, except it's Periscope. And you can like, you'll see the link on Twitter and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they find it? It's just they need our handle, right?
Yep. You download Periscope on whatever app store your shitty phone uses. You type in @slam_pow when you're trying to find people and you find us and you'll be notified whenever we go live. But we do go live Wednesdays and Thursdays in the evening. The time isn't worked out.
Not quite,
yet. Because we can't find a time where anyone cares.
But I know that you guys care.
Some people care.
So what happens on Periscope? We basically talk about like the upcoming episode, the theme of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also just bullshit.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
It's just like, we're just live chatting.
Specifically on mine, I've started reading bullshit responses that I get on dating apps and just roasting the shit out of people. So if you're into that, watch me every Thursday night.
I'll just be talking about nothing. Maybe television. I like TV.
Yeah.
But you could just, we're just hanging out.
Yeah. Might do my hair. Might cook.
Yeah. If you think we're boring, then don't.
Might kill a man. No, I'm just kidding.
I might murder a man live. So yeah.
That's it.
All right, now on to
Fuck It!
Blowjobs.
Yeah,
today we're
jobs.
Discussing
the blowies of the jobs. Fellatio.
Wingardium Fellatio.
The opposite of cunnilingus.
Yeah.
That is when you orally stimulate a penis.
With your oral.
Your orifice.
Your oral orifice.
Yeah.
So we just got mad shit to discuss.
Yeah.
We
can start with techniques. I don't know. Maybe I'll just start with
maybe
the sad
first,
times.
Maybe first blowjob. Do you remember yours?
Mm.
Or, like, as do you remember a period of time where you're getting into blowjobs?
I mean, I've said this in, like, 6 episodes. I guess I just wasn't that good.
Aww.
And Akeem was just like, you know, Superhead? Maybe you should check out some of her videos.
Aww.
I never looked at that. Because I'm just fucking, I don't know, I guess I, what's the word I'm looking for? No, I'm stubborn. I didn't look at any of her
like,
videos.
No, I can do this.
But I got much
this.
Better, you know? Like, what the fuck, man? That was rude.
So I
never get over that.
It was rude. sorry, Keem.
Always gotta hate him for that.
I personally, 60 so years before I'd had sex, I started having sex with my boyfriend, and that was, like, all forms of sex.
Whoa!
So, like, as a young, horny person who had was a virgin, mm-hmm. I was, like, always on Cosmo. I was always looking up, like, different sex things. That way, like, if it happened,
I would be, like, I know. The best. Yeah.
It would just spend, like, hours sometimes. Like, it would just be, like, fun. I'd go between writing fan fiction and then, like...
learning how to suck a dick.
Learning how to suck a dick.
Nice.
And so it came across, like, all these different techniques on Cosmo, and it's like, oh, this is what you do. This is mm-hmm. how you do it. And it was... So then John comes along.
With his penis.
So the first time... So one of my first blowjobs, my boyfriend was having having a hard time maintaining an erection for any variety of reasons. There's this myth that guys are always ready to go. Mm-hmm. Guys can't always get it up. And mm-hmm. It's not their fault. There's mm-hmm. magic going on. Mm-hmm. But I just remember, like, being really insecure. And my friends had, like, given me tips. Like, mm-hmm. my friend drew out a dick and was like, here's all the places that you can stimulate. And my other friend, who, like, is printing out penis crowns for her boyfriend.
Great girl.
She was like, yeah, you just gotta... Thanks. I'm gonna go with Onward. And I left the dorms and maybe he came to me. But anyway...
Oh, so he came to you.
Came on me.
Woo! Woo!
Anyway, I was, like, really nervous the first few times I gave blowjobs because, like, they weren't being, it wasn't coming. And I was like, oh, am I bad at this? Mm-hmm. And the first time I had succeeded, mm-hmm. I remember the specific swirly tongue technique that I'd used. And I was like,
ah, yes, this the is swirly it. Tongue
it was
technique.
Just swirling the tongue around my tongue, the tongue, just around the head of his penis. And I was like, ah, this seems to be really doing it, mm-hmm. you know? This is it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ah, that's now I've been doing it ever since.
Nice. The swirly tongue technique.
Yeah.
Is that like your thing?
It's just like, I just try to switch it up as often as possible. So I'm mm-hmm. like, one and I think that's like the in between. Like, all right, here's a new thing. All right, back to the swirly tongue. All right, here's a new thing. Back to the swirly tongue. Yes.
That's your home base.
Yeah.
Cool.
So general techniques.
I just want to say that in general, I just feel mad self-conscious about my head skills right now at this very moment. My period is coming up soon, so I'm just like, wow, I'm the worst person who's ever existed, you know? But then also, I was talking, I know that I'm not. It's okay, guys. You don't have to look at me like I'm a sad dog.
Well, okay. We didn't correct you.
Sam is the worst person who's
ever existed. I'm glad she knows now.
I was talking to both boyfriends yesterday, and like, she's just like, 23... I can't give him head without a condom or whatever. So it's just like, damn, I'm never going to rank very high. Aww. And he was just telling me about the best head of his life. And I was like, damn, that sounds great.
Recently?
Huh?
Recently? That is he seeing recently? Other people?
He is, but that wasn't recently.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like mad, wet, and crazy, and sloppy. It's just like, this condom is a barrier preventing that. So
I
interesting.
Could spit on your dick and then put the condom on.
Hachoey! And he's just like, what the fuck is she doing? I'm gonna go. You live here. I'm gonna go. And then I was asking Akeem, and he was just like, I was just like, tell me the story of your best head ever. He was like, there's no story because Akeem is just a non-descriptive ass nigga. And then I was like, okay, well, what did she do? And he was like, deep throat consistently. And I was like, damn, nigga.
He's got
it's
these
never going
he's
to
got
happen.
These very like, stereotypical expectations, which is fine because if that's what he likes, that just happens to be what
yeah,
he
exactly.
likes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, just I'll never rank. I'll never rank
because I don't want to deep throat because I feel like I'll just throw up.
Exact. So, what is deep throating to you?
It's just when I guess as much of their dick as possible is mm-hmm. in your mouth, which mm-hmm. could potentially go, depending on the length of their dick, mm-hmm. could go be in
go
your
all
throat.
The way down to your fucking intestines.
Oh, shit. In the guts, but from the other
yeah,
way.
Exactly. Yeah, I got in her stomach. Cause she ingested me.
she swallowed my dick.
I'm in there.
I'm in it. I can't get out.
So I thought that deep throating was just deep throating consistently, because sometimes, you know, when I'm feeling all frisky or whatever, I'll be like, and just like go for it all. But that'll happen for a millisecond and then I'm done. I'm out. I'm not playing this
like
game
that.
Anymore. That's a rough territory to be in. I'm gonna throw up on your penis. And none of us want that.
Nobody wants
it. Smells weird. Vomit
yeah.
smells weird and it tastes weird.
Yeah.
Like it feels good for whoever's penis it is, but it doesn't feel good on my
like
end.
Maybe hot vomit does feel good on the dick.
Oh my god.
But that's
he
you know, but I guess Because, like, you know.
I had clam chowder this morning, and I'm just imagining the chunks. Sorry.
Oh, God.
The chunks.
People are into smells. People are into liquids.
You right. Warmth, you right.
Right?
You right.
Might feel good out of context, but in the real context of, this is girls, she's vomiting on my dick. I don't think you want that. Especially not during sex. Definitely not outside
she's
of sex,
she's retching
though.
On my penis.
Stomach acid on the head.
Oof.
On the head.
That bile.
On the head. No, really.
Yeah. That would burn. That's
painful.
That would burn.
I love the word
luckily
retching.
For me, I'll be wearing a condom. Or you'll be wearing a condom. And then, yeah, so all the other head I've ever gave is just like, damn, nobody respects me. Everybody hates me. My head sucks. Oh, whatever, man.
Your self-worth is based on how well you give head, to be honest.
It's just like,
that's my
I have
self-worth.
Given my all to Akeem, you know? Just like everything else, aside from the deep throwing, like mad wet all the hands, the swirly on the dick, the grandma lips.
Yeah.
But if I can't deep throat consistently, like, I'll never place. It's like being a great runner and then you tear your ACL. I'm never gonna
it's a
make
fucking
it.
Struggle, man.
Yeah.
I understand.
Thanks.
You're never winning gold.
Never winning gold. I'm like Lolo Jones out here.
Oh. Who?
A shitty ass runner who's never placed.
I love that you know about him or her.
It's a girl.
I don't think you know about her.
Yeah.
My techniques, I like to lick the frenulum.
Yes, explain what that is.
It's like on the underside.
Mm-hmm. That vein.
The vein between
main
like the head
vein.
And the shaft.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's just very, you'll see it. I'm just like, you know?
What are you doing on the frenulum?
I just,
that didn't describe
I just
much.
Lick it.
She's slurping it with a straw.
I just like use like lick it with the tip of my tongue. Just
mm-hmm.
shweep,
nice,
shweep,
yeah,
shweep,
yeah.
Very, or very
stimulated
fast,
with
or
your thumb.
Shweep, 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 shweep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Shweep, shweep, shweep.
I feel like a lot of people have enjoyed mouth and hand action at the mm-hmm. same time, which that's when like calories start burning. To be honest,
right?
That's
the shake weight.
That is.
That is
that
the
is
concept
the
of the shake weight. And then you throw up, you lose even more weight. It's all aww. Great. Sorry, guys. That was a dark joke.
Always dark joke.
Yeah, both... oh, wait. I don't know if 23 said that. But Akeem was definitely like, I don't like hands. We just had a really interesting conversation yesterday. Because he was like, I don't like hands. And I was like, but I always use my hands.
But I always use my hands.
And you never told me that.
Wait, that's mad rude.
Yeah, so he was just like, yeah, I don't like hands. I prefer without hands. I don't think I've ever done it without hands.
You spit together for
my
how many years?
My mouth can't go down that far. I gotta show the rest of your dick some love.
Yeah. But that's when I'm you using like my look around the base
yeah,
of the penis.
I'm still doing a lot. I'm getting in there or whatever. And then I guess maybe he was being honest. Maybe he was trying to quell my fears. But he was just like, but you know what to do with the mouth. I specifically don't like people who use hands and don't know what to do with their mouth. I'm like, yeah, yeah, Akeem.
Yeah, whatever.
just go get somebody to deep throw you and leave me the fuck alone.
We'll never have to talk about this again.
Yeah.
Other techniques swirling around
play
the
play with the balls.
You know what? Thick Dick didn't quite, like, he didn't seem to be super into the ball play.
What were you doing to the balls?
Mixture of licking.
Mm-hmm.
Ball licking.
You gotta, when you approach the ball territory, you gotta, like, keep looking back up. Like, how is this man taking this? Or this assigned male at birth person?
Yeah, how is
this person
with
a penis, yeah, taking this? Because too much might be a little too much. And then they're in pain. I like to bring it just before that point where it's like, oh!
They can't quite tell if it's ecstasy or...
or if I'm killing them, and then I kill them.
Every time.
I suck their balls off.
Oh, no.
Because they don't think I give good
head. I have a fun time like doing like one ball and like...
Yeah. Then you make it like
around.
Pop out of your mouth.
And
yeah,
that's
like,
fun.
Because yeah.
Like, it's easy to do because like you hold
just
on to
ball,
like
yeah.
the ball sack and it's like...
Yeah,
just, like,
it's great.
And then like
it's like
it'll be, like,
gum,
two, and then you go.
Really.
You gotta get the other
it's
one.
It's like a jawbreaker.
Oof, it's way more soft. It's a lot softer.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just comparing fun things that you do with your mouth, but
not
I guess
nearly
there's nothing.
As durable.
Fragile ass balls.
I feel like if you give one ball a lot of attention, you can't. I feel like I have to like give both balls the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
because otherwise, like, sometimes
I just pop them both in.
It's like if someone sucks like but one titty,
you gotta like
and
really
then...
get. Oh, I hate when people suck one titty. What the fuck are you doing?
You just suck the other titty. What are you doing?
Don't leave Lefty alone. Like blasphemy. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Don't suck one ball. Don't suck one titty.
Got a friend who would just like, she would just like, she poked like one breast. She's like, gotta touch the other one. And I was like, what? But now I get it. Now I'm like, I understand.
It makes sense. Balance.
She
balance,
too was a virgin
man.
At the time.
Two-hand action. It's gotta be that, okay, you gotta just spit mad much on that penis.
Or so get some coconut oil in there.
Yes, whatever lubrication. Yeah. I just feel like, figure, if you're giving head...
It's usually. Yeah, but sometimes if your mouth is a little dry.
Cotton mouth.
But also, I don't like just eating coconut oil off somebody's dick.
I love it. It's the only way I consume coconut
oil. It's my only use for it.
Yeah. I guess I don't use too much hand. I kind of just take, like, the okay sign, the pointed finger and the thumbs on both hands, put them both around
same.
The penis,
that's
and then just, like, twist up and down in different directions with either hand.
Yeah, that's...
While your mouth is doing things up top.
That is what I do as well.
You gotta have grandma lips.
I feel like it's pretty successful. I have yet to try the grandma lips. I just haven't been having a lot of sex.
Yeah.
A strange vagina.
I haven't been giving a lot of head recently.
Gotta get back on it. Both of us.
There's some things that I want to try. If you don't know grandma lips, it's when you put your... I don't know what episode I said this in.
Me either, but I remember being like, oh.
You put your lips over your teeth, like when you're making fun of old people because you're a bigot.
Because you're a fucking ageist piece of shit.
Exactly.
You know what we're talking about.
So yeah, but then your lips are wet or whatever. You don't want dry lips or whatever. And you just kind of suck the dick like that. I feel like it makes it a little tighter. Yeah, I learned that from Cosmo.
Cosmo has been dishing out strange advice, but also really brilliant advice.
Yeah, exactly. What else? Get sloppy with it, attack it. Oh, that is something that 23 said to me yesterday. And I just wrote it down.
Get sloppy with it.
He said that this girl who sucks his dick or whatever was just doing everything to it. He said that she was like, have you ever smacked that person's dick in your face?
No.
That's what she was doing. She was going ham. I was like a little bit jealous, but I was also like, god damn. Okay, like, let me take some fucking notes
here. Yeah, exactly. Like, wow, the teacher.
Yeah, she was right, exactly. The fucking Obi-Wan of dick sucking. Shout out to you, girl. Shout out to you. I mean, she was like smacking her face with it or whatever and like smacking her lips with it. And she was like putting it in her mouth, like by her cheek and popping it out in the same way that I was talking about popping out the balls and like making that sound. And I was like, did that feel good? He was like, no, but it was hot because it was like, what the fuck is she doing?
Because she liked it.
Yeah, having a great time. She was deep throwing, whatever, fuck you. and then she would like go, like, you know when you're just like playing with the sides and you're like making your mouth go up like from one side of the dick? She was doing that, but instead of just like being like lip to lip, like one lip on top, one lip on bottom, it was one lip on top, one lip on bottom, and her tongue was just hanging out like a dog on a bone, like,
whoa.
I just made a weird face at you.
But I took it all seriously.
As you should. I'm trying that. What the fuck?
That
sounds amazing.
Fun.
I feel like I can't try it with him until like 3 months from now or something.
He has to
like
wait till
that, he
forgets
like
that memory. Exactly. So he's not comparing, like, she's not quite.
She didn't do it as well.
Exactly.
Especially because I'm wearing a condom.
Aww. I you're doing it right, though. That's a good way to be. Oh, so, like, it's, like, dick-sucking, like, demeanor.
Yes,
I have a
exactly.
hard time with eye contact.
Mm.
It's really
How
hard.
Much are you trying to maintain?
None.
Oh.
I mean, I look up occasionally.
That's all you should be doing. I don't think you need to do too much.
Yeah, because it's just
unless
like
you don't agree.
No, not outside. I was just reliving a memory.
Do tell.
It was just, like, the stairwell memory with a
caramel
person,
dick.
With caramel dick. And when he, like, pulled my hair and was just like, look at me. It was, like, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. No, that is, that
it was
sounds
extremely
hot.
But then I was like, well, that's enough of that. It couldn't have happened for very long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it was, like, just the dominance of it. Because he was telling me what to do. And I was like, great. Because now I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about where to put my hand. That's my sex fear. Is like, where do my hands go?
That's funny.
But otherwise, with John, I'll just look up. And, like, if he's looking at me, then I'll look down. I'm like, oh, all right.
Like, this is awkward now. You've seen me at my worst. I'm just kidding.
Sucking your dick, you know.
Yeah.
Doing what I usually do.
Yeah. Having a good time.
And then with, what is it, Thick Dick? I would look up occasionally just to, like... But he was, it's, oh, you know what it is? If the person is making some sort of sound, I feel like I don't need to look up because I know that they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
I can gauge how I'm doing based on, that's why that one blowjob I walked away from. Blowjob, I just couldn't stay with it.
When you're not looking at them, what are you doing with your eyes?
They're either closed or I'm looking at the dick. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Did I get to this part?
If I'm not looking at them, my eyes are closed. Because it's a penis in my mouth and it's just got, no, I'm just kidding.
It's like, ugh.
No, I'm just having a good time. Really? It's like kissing. I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like my eyes don't need to be open. Like, giving head is like a fun time.
Yeah, it is.
And you know the person's enjoying it. Like, I'm enjoying it.
But what if they're not?
And, oh, well, if they're not enjoying it, then say something.
Exactly.
Don't waste my fucking time here. Don't waste my spit.
Yeah.
Use that.
I'll tell two stories.
Woo!
I do not have a dick, so I use the people closest to me with dicks that I feel comfortable talking about sex with.
Okay.
So that's like eliminating my dad and my brothers. So it's Akeem and 23. So Akeem's worst dick-sucking story. So she's sucking his dick or whatever, and this might be the wrong story, but I feel like it was just okay. So he's just like, whatever, let me just have sex with you. Either she just continued sucking his dick or went back to sucking his dick after the subpar sex. I think the sex was subpar because he said it felt like nothing, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why would her...
I don't know how her vagina could feel like absolutely nothing. Maybe it's just because he wasn't, like, in the mood or whatever. And, you know, mentality affects how you perceive sex or whatever. But either so she kept sucking his dick or went to suck his dick again and he comes in her mouth. And she doesn't swallow it, but little does he know. So she goes back up to kiss him, and I guess he's just like, yeah, I'll give her a kiss. I'm a nice guy. And she put his semen into his mouth.
Snowballing, right?
Yes, he snowballed her.
And
he's been made fun of that ever since.
So I feel like...
Don't do that.
I wouldn't do it unless someone
unless you asked for it.
I feel like unless semen tastes like nothing,
it doesn't.
One person I was like, oh, this
bleach
tastes
at
pretty
best.
Close.
No, I'm just kidding.
One person I was like, oh, this doesn't taste
dying
bad.
Innards at most.
Otherwise, it's just like a weird texture.
Yeah,
and like a weird taste, and like I guess it's different for everybody. But like,
it's also like when you're expecting something to happen, like when you're drinking water and it's juice, and you're like, whoa! Like if you're just expecting someone's spit and it's your cum.
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
Oh, man. That must have been hard for him.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been real rough.
Yeah, that's what he gets. Now he can enjoy his deep throats for the rest of his life. I have no sympathy. He can enjoy Superhead.
Oh, gosh.
Just bashing Akeem for no reason. Love you.
He's great, though. Thanks for all your support. You really make us possible.
23's story was, I remember it less because I haven't heard it as much as the snowballing story, mm-hmm. which I've heard like once a month for the past 7
the story
fucking years.
4 years ago.
23's story was that, I don't know, he was just in the situation with this girl. I guess she was like a groupie or something like that. Or I don't know what it is when you're on a team. He was like on a team in high school. Is that a groupie?
I feel like groupie is like someone, as long as you're famous and that person is not.
Yeah.
And they're following you, it's a groupie.
Some person like that. And she was just like trying to fuck the whole time. So he fucked. And she was giving him head. And when she was giving him head, he realized everything that he didn't like about her. Like, oh, I'm not attracted to her, and, like, not when she was giving him head, when they were just getting hot and heavy. Everything that he didn't like about her, he wasn't attracted to her, her breath all of a sudden stunk. And he was like, man, has it always been like
this? Has it always smelled this bad? Wow.
But, yeah, so she's giving him head, and, no, maybe that was a totally different story.
It's
he told
fine.
Me two
it's
stories of bad
funny.
Sex. I'm just making them one story. Like in movies when they just make all the accounts in your life one account.
That's fine.
So she's giving him head, and he asks for head or something like that, and she's just like, yeah, okay, I guess I'll give you head. Like mad reluctantly or whatever, so that's already setting a bad precedent, because nobody wants somebody to go down on them if they're reluctant or whatever. So she just has this face like, I don't want to be doing this right now. And she's like giving him head, and then all of a sudden she's like, I guess he liked it because it's head. And he expressed some, like, joy or whatever. And she was just like, oh, actually, I can get into this or whatever. So she all of a sudden starts to, like, deep throat him. But she wasn't good at it, nor was she ready for it. And her mouth didn't open wide enough. So all of a sudden her teeth are just grazing against his dick.
Oh,
and it hurts
no.
real fucking bad. And he's just like, I guess he said he was just trying to take it because it was head and he just wanted it or whatever. But then eventually he's like, let's just have sex now. And they had sex. And then afterwards she said, the head was good, right? He was like, yeah, it was solid.
Oh, no.
He said, solid disappointment. He said, yeah, it was solid. And I was like, why did you say that? And he was like, I just wanted her to go and I didn't want to have that conversation with her because she would be there for a long time. But as he's telling me this in my head, I'm like, I'm pretty sure you said my head was solid before.
Oh, no. Solid head. Solidly disappointed.
Yeah. Oh. It was just me hating myself.
I feel like your head is fine, Sam. Just, I feel like you've had bad experiences.
Yeah, like that other guy.
There are plenty of people in the world who'd be happy to have
On episode
you.
3, I told the story of when I slept with a man. And after we slept together, he was like, yeah, you're pretty good. It's a shame you can't give proper head, though.
You just have had negative reinforcement. I'm here for you, Sam.
I've been conditioned.
You have been.
I have been conditioned.
You need to be more validated. Just wow. have them tell you.
But I'm not going to ask for it, you know? Because that's like, oh, that's... now she's fishing for head compliments.
But sometimes that's what you need if people are shitting on you. At least don't shit on me. Can you not be a jerk?
Yeah, it's just like, I'm going to go to sleep tonight. Proper head, though. Yeah, your head was solid. Watch Superman. And it's just like rotating in my consciousness.
That's what you think about.
It's all your
dreams. Yeah.
Not a bad insecurity to have, though. Not too bad. Oh. Are we out of techniques? I think we're out of techniques.
Yeah, we are.
And we did awkward stories.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds when giving head. I'm like a quiet kisser in general. John
okay.
is very like. I'm like.
Shut up, John.
Which I don't mind, but sometimes I just like. I'm just a very quiet kisser.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I make a lot of sound during head.
I don't know.
Just enough. Just like normal sounds that you'd expect.
They just happen, right?
There's spits going on.
It's like in porn, things are happening. Just like...
But it's not, yeah, it's nothing crazy. Yeah. I don't know if people like that, though. I moan while I'm giving head.
Mm.
Sometimes. If wow. I'm feeling it.
So if it's moan worthy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I have. Maybe.
Mm.
Also, this moan when other people moan because that's hot to me.
So yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm doing that. I'm doing
I
that.
I made you do that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, that's like nice.
Synchronized moaning.
Exactly.
Synchronized moaning.
That would be a fun class. Synchronized moaning class. There's something in there, though. There's something to it. Jaw fatigue and neck pain. So I usually give head. John will be laying down,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just be like in between his legs. Wow. That's how I usually do
okay.
it. Okay. Have you?
I'm more so of a you sit on this bed, and I kneel.
Ah.
Type of thing or whatever.
Oh, no, that was so funny.
Ah, yes. Very interesting. Very interesting. But if said person is lying down, then I'll just like go on all fours.
Mm.
I don't know what I want to say, but like a cat. And then, yeah, it's just my head going down there between your legs.
It's the neck action. It's like the back and forth of the neck. That gets tired eventually. Mm-hmm. Or like that, my neck gets tired eventually.
That makes sense.
And then that's when I'll switch
yeah,
to
I don't
like,
feel that, but
the hand job a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be like, mm-hmm. stretch the neck out and get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know. And then also, sometimes I just get tired of it, you know? I'm just like,
yeah, this is fucking boring. Are you going to come or not?
Yeah.
You're not.
It's like, okay.
So let's just...
Let's continue to sex, or to vaginal penetration.
Yes.
Which I so enjoy.
My favorite buzz.
And you too enjoy.
Or it's just like, Or like, I'll get so turned on by giving head, it's just like, well, I'm just gonna pop into a 69 situation right now.
Oh, that's always
and
fun.
And you're gonna give me head while I give you head.
And then...
But what's really gonna happen is that I get so quote-unquote turned on by the head you're giving me, that I stop giving you head.
You know, that's what it is.
Swindling.
Then you're just sitting on their face.
Was the plan all along?
You know,
no, it's not really the plan. I just can't focus
I'm
anymore.
I'm not gonna lie, though. I've done that on several occasions.
We're just
it's
lazy.
It's hard to. I feel like it's right. I feel like it's just hard to suck a dick when it's upside down or like, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot around. Going on. Then it's just like, all right, I'm just going to jerk you off and spit on it occasionally. You know?
Yeah, get a little lip smear and graze.
But then when I'm coming, oh yeah, then I'll just deep throat it because it's like, I'm not going to throw up while I'm coming, right? Sure. Hasn't happened yet. You don't want that, hasn't though. Happened yet.
I don't know if you want that.
We'll see. We'll just keep playing the odds.
One day.
Keep betting on the game.
Yeah. One day it's going to happen.
Probably.
But yeah. You're
gonna lose that casino.
No one ever loses that
casino. The house always wins.
Snowballing. Oh, you said dislikes, eye contact. Wow. Spit or swallow?
I've always swallowed. And then, oh God, here's another miscommunication thing with the game. So I've always swallowed. And then one time he was just like, can you do this thing called cream pie? And I'm like, what the fuck? I thought that, I don't know if he's right or not, but I thought that was when you just nutted in somebody.
That's
or whatever.
That's also what I thought it was.
But apparently it's when you just like let all of the semen, or according to him, let the semen dribble like as he's coming in your mouth or whatever. And I'm like, I can dig that. I mean, I don't hate the taste of gum, but I don't love it, so that's good.
Come out a little bit of mouth.
I thought he loved that.
Oh.
He's only doing that because he thinks I don't like the taste of gum. So I've been doing that for like 2 years.
Oh, no.
I'm bad at it. He doesn't like anything I do.
Why does he just tell you?
Oh, no.
I started spitting recently.
Uh-huh.
Not recently.
Where do you put it?
I have a garbage can like close to the bed, or into like into a napkin. It's very easy.
Oh, okay.
And but like I remember just like one, I had like that one stairwell time where he was just like, "Oh, you gonna swallow it?" And I'm just looking around like, "There's no fucking garbage can here. I'm not just gonna
where
spit
go?
Come into the corner of this building."
I don't know if it tastes bad enough. I'm not putting that in my body, but I've never had cum taste that bad. Have you?
I've had, yeah, I guess it hasn't been like.
This is pineapple juice. Why do people think that that's true? Have you heard of
it? I thought it was true, but I haven't tested it, so it was just like a legend.
Okay. You know, I haven't tested it either, but I don't think the entire, like, taste and smell of something that is not made out of pineapple juice is all of a sudden going to taste like pineapple
no,
juice.
It's supposed to make it
nor do
sweeter.
I think that we should expect that from people.
No. Yeah,
like, I don't want you to change your whole diet just because I'm going to give you head on occasion.
Exactly.
You eat your red meat, man.
Yeah, do whatever
you
the fuck you
smoke your
do.
Fucking menthols.
Do your shit.
Make it taste like garbage because I'm not drinking it.
Oh, you know what it is? That's what I started doing is I'll just let him come on himself. Just on his I'll just let him come, and I'll just, like, jerk him off. Like, once he's like, I'm coming, I'm like... Mm-hmm. That's the sound of me removing my mouth from the head of his dick.
Yeah.
And then
he's just
like,
coming on himself.
Like, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, that shit comes from you, and you deal with that.
I don't feel too bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's your jizz.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to deal with that.
Exactly.
Deal with that.
Exactly.
It's not my jizz.
I totally agree with that.
If it was my jizz now. No, I'm just kidding.
Then.
It would be a whole
I gotta ingest it.
You made me squirt.
Yeah.
Which I've only managed to make myself do once by accident.
Nice. I gotta do that one day.
Is that it?
Oh, in terms of deep throating, I asked the group chat and they're all deep throating hoes. No, I'm just kidding. My friend was like, brush your tongue far back. And I was too insecure to ask what that meant, but I think she means like,
Like
put your tongue in the back of your mouth to work on your gag reflex.
Are they all deep throating hoes in that group?
Yeah, except for one.
Is it you?
Apparently it's not me because I sometimes for that millisecond do deep throat, so it's my other friend. But yeah,
so funny.
We're at the bottom of the barrel. And then also I've heard that holding your fist while you think you're going to throw up prevents you from throwing up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I have yet to try it though, because I'm going to be in too
what
much.
What if I don't throw up?
What if I, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, what if I'm too distracted? Because I don't throw up very often.
Mm-hmm.
Thrown up maybe 5 times in my life.
Yeah.
One time I barely remembered. It took me like a year to be like, oh, I did throw up in that bathroom that night. It took me time to remember that. But like
I was there one of the times. You threw up in that cab?
Oh, shit.
You destroyed that man's cab.
Oh, I did. I was so drunk, Sam.
Where were we?
So drunk. What were we talking about?
Throwing up in the
fist. I feel like I'd be too concerned that I was throwing up because I don't do it often.
Yeah.
That I would just throw up and I wouldn't be like, oh, gotta remember my trick.
Exactly. Hold my fist.
Yeah. That's what would happen.
Yeah. And then you said something about whiskey dick.
Oh, yeah, just like when someone is too drunk and they're just not feeling very much, so you can just be sucking their dick forever, and it's just never going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, rough. I feel like that was, like, this one time I was giving that guy a head in the bathroom. I think it was also he was very quiet. I was mad insecure about it.
Yeah, what
he
is up
with that?
He
may have been whiskey dicking.
Did you ask him if he liked it?
No, I was very drunk. I just stopped and left. Asked the hot bartender to help me out. Like, yeah, but he did. He was so hot. And then I told Dick I'll never have. I'm like... Mm-hmm. Yo, I want to fuck your friend. It was rough. That was a strange night.
You didn't talk that time, but do you ever talk while you're giving head?
Nah.
So this other girl, well, the same girl, the best head of 23's life, she would take his dick out of her mouth, ask him a question, he would respond to the question, she would put the dick back in her mouth, and then respond with the dick in her mouth.
Oh, interesting.
She was going.
She was doing. She must really enjoy that. You know.
Yeah, she loves
it. She just likes all the dynamics.
Yeah.
What'd you have for breakfast? Burrito.
What kind of burrito? Oh yeah, baby. I love when you ask me what kind of burrito with my dick in your mouth. Turns me on so much.
Cilantro.
She's just slapping her face. Like after every ingredient.
Cilantro.
Eggs, psh, bacon. Psh, grits. Psh, sausage. Psh.
Bacon and burrito?
Oh.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
That was a Little Mama reference. Always Little Mama.
That was a Little Mama reference.
Bacon, grits.
Sausage.
Little Mama.
And then he comes. Gotta get her on this podcast.
I think the segment is over.
Yeah. Alright, that's it for.
That's it for Fuck It!
Now on to Fuck Me.
These are our stories.
Yes, yes.
I don't have much.
Neither of us wrote anything down.
Yeah.
Just a very normal ass life.
Yeah, things are going. I just haven't been having very much sex in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just been very tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mixture of like too stressed out. Like I'm just like thinking like, oh, I gotta have this done. Like I wake up every day like, ugh, deadline.
Yeah.
These are all like self-imposed deadlines for like classes I'm paying for and taking. So if I wanted to drop out of both of these classes,
mm-hmm.
no one is fucking stopping
no.
me. I have to go to work, but I do have enough money saved up that I could not work for like 3 months.
Yeah.
So I like try to remind myself that this is all my fucking fault. So I wake up every day stressed and I haven't been very aroused lately.
Mm-hmm.
Except, like, there's the occasional hot stranger. But mm-hmm. I think there's something hot about them being a stranger and usually being, like, an older man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, two fetishes walking by on the street. Of course, I'm going to be a little turned on.
Yeah. But you don't want to pursue that.
So I'm going to try to take some steps to... Oh, and I went to the gynecologist recently, and she was like... Because I thought I was having some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, I think you might not have sensitive skin. So the fact that I didn't have an infection but thought I did,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, so maybe my vagina is actually on the okay side.
Mm-hmm.
So I can have sex. Mm-hmm. I just have to be, like... careful with my detergent.
I got what you meant. Divergent, the series.
Exactly. Good for my vagina. So I'm just gonna work on reinvigorating my sex drive because it's like doesn't exist right now.
That's okay. Sometimes you go through lulls.
A long time.
Yeah.
I get horny when I'm procrastinating.
Gotta fuck right now.
Turns me out for
2 o'clock
reason.
In the morning, 3 o'clock right? deadline.
Gotta
fuck right now.
I had a paper due at noon. Masturbated at 11:32.
Wow.
And then sent the paper.
That is living on the edge.
I then sent the paper.
The edge.
Shout out, Shanika.
Thanks. Yeah. I did well in the class.
So glad. Not much has been going on with my life.
You and your two boyfriend life.
Yeah, it's just a good time or whatever. I mean, there's like things happening here and there or whatever, but they're just like fleshing themselves out on both sides. So I don't really have much to talk about or whatever, or want to talk about it because I'm like seeing where things go.
Mm-hmm.
But then.
Well, this is a joint fuck me.
So yes,
Sam and I are
exactly.
in love with the same woman.
Yeah, all right. So on Wednesday, was that Wednesday?
It was Wednesday.
Shout out to the Waste Off podcast.
Yeah.
Waste Off, if you didn't understand me just now. It's ran by our friend Stacy. And Stacy just does a podcast where she talks about life and stuff with mad different people. She's had like a number of different types of people from varying. Different subsets of society on her show.
Waste Off podcast.
Yes.
Badass.
We'll link the SoundCloud in our description and stuff like that. So we did an episode about, and we'll also link when this episode comes out, about women image and the media.
Yes.
And we did it with two women who run this thing called New York Girls TV, which is basically like the L word, but like
with black lesbians.
Black lesbians and Hispanic lesbians and like lesbians of color, urban New York City. It's a good show. And we were there with the Boop.
Mm-hmm.
And
then Misha.
With the love of our
the love of our
collective lives, Misha, who's an actress on the show. She just gave off great energy.
Scene. We were in a Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, you're good at doing this.
And we were in Barnes and Noble.
I'll let you take over.
It was loud, but something she's about her. So she had like, she had like a very, not that she was expressionless, I don't want to say resting bitch face, but she was just hard to read. It's mm-hmm. So like sometimes I'd be talking and I'd like look at her and it looked like she hated me. And I was like, oh,
there were several God. Times where I thought she hated me.
Right? She's just like that. But she had like really long, like, it's not, is it curly wave or just wavy, like extra wavy?
I think it was wavy. It was like wavy and curly at the same time.
Wavy and curly,
she had mad
weave
hair.
With like a dope.
Was that weave or those or actual?
Yeah, I think it was because she was saying that she said something about her mom, like, her mom might not like the weave, but I'll help you sew it in.
Oh, okay.
But if I'm wrong about that, I only made that inference because I thought that she had said that her mom sewed it in for mm-hmm. her. So I'm not like assuming that it's fake or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just because that's what I'm interpreting. But if it's her hair, then it's also really dope.
Either way, it was fucking
nice. It was
nice
gorgeous.
And
she had like a basketball cap on, long nails. I've seen like her nipple on Twitter. And she reminded me of like the girls in high school that I always wanted to be, who were just like that natural,
yeah.
kind of funny
cool.
and like very like self-assured mm-hmm. and like. I'm not fucking around, but very
yeah.
honest, and she's
yeah.
so
very
hot.
Cut to the chase.
And if you watch her in the show, she's still very hot.
Yeah,
she's mad tattoos.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow. We both left
just
the interview
badass.
Like, I love her.
Yeah, exactly.
We hope to have her on this podcast.
Yeah,
if she doesn't think this was creepy.
There was
just
a point
now.
Where she was talking about just like how good of a Mac she was or whatever, and she had said that like currently right now she has like 7 women in rotation.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
It is pretty
it's what
amazing.
I aspire to be in my life.
Yeah. And we were like, how is it possible that you can do that? And she's like, I'm just mad honest. I'm
yeah.
like, hey, they all know about each other, they yeah. know what's going on, they know their ranking.
Exactly. And she said that one girl had moved up from number 7 to number 3 and she told her that or whatever, and that the number 3 now is like doing all that she can to like stay number 3. Like, she wrote her a song and shit like that. And I think I said this out loud. I was like, yeah, I'd do anything to be your number 3, too. I don't know if anybody heard
I didn't
me.
Hear it, and I was sitting next to you.
You were too enthralled in what she was saying or whatever.
But, and she also at one point was just like, I don't get why people think that, you know, I wouldn't date anybody. She was describing that she's, like, dated people of different races, like, mm-hmm. different, like, levels
yeah.
of hotness in her eye.
Yeah.
And
she
like,
also thinks that people view her, which they probably do, because she's, like, half black, half Native American, mm-hmm. long curly hair or whatever, light skin.
It's like exotic.
Exactly. And she's like, well, I don't date people who
look exactly
who,
like me.
Quote unquote, you deem as exotic or whatever, because fuck that.
Yeah.
Everybody could get it. And I was like, oh, so I do
so
have
us.
A chance.
That was my thought too.
So I
me?
Do have
me too.
Me? And there was another point where she was just like, how she can like pretty much run these girls or whatever. I guess that was when we were talking about polyamory a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
She's totally polyamorous. And she was like, I could fuck you, you, and you, and you'll all know about each other, and you'll still fuck. And then when she pointed at me, I was like, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could. Yeah. Right now, or Barnes & Noble's bathroom, or well, my boyfriend was actually up.
Really, it shouldn't have worked out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But she was also so funny.
Yeah.
And really awesome thoughts about, like, sex and sensuality.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, she'd
yeah.
be so fun to be on this podcast.
Yeah. And then Boop, too, is great.
Yeah, both of them. Sorry, Boop. Boop was also gorgeous.
Yeah.
Stacey's also gorgeous.
Yeah.
Sam, you're gorgeous.
Oh, she,
but, you know,
you're gorgeous.
Thanks.
It was a great table of ladies.
It was.
And you guys should totally listen to the episode when
yeah.
it comes out.
So, yeah, we're in love.
With the same woman. It'll be a fight to the
fell
death.
In love at the same time.
Yeah. That's it for Fuck Me.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. And, now on to
Fuck you!
A segment where we talk about your lives. Once again, we have a live caller Woo! This week. This is KT, and KT has a crazy story, and he's going to tell us right now. KT?
All right, so I just get home from school on Friday night, and I go upstairs, shower. I'm coming downstairs to grab some liquor because we have a family bar in the backyard.
Nice.
Get down there, my mom's working around, and she says, hey, talk to this girl real quick. Let me run in the kitchen. She runs
who
in the kitchen. I don't know. I don't know. Some lady I just literally met tonight.
Nice.
So, you know, so I'm sitting there, casual, you know, just hey, how you doing? I'm happy to be here. But, they serving me up liquor, so I hang out a little bit longer than I need to. Plus, she has some bigger titties. So we get to talking
nice.
About all kind of stupidness that I give a shit about, and it's just whatever. So a little bit of time passed by, and she tells me she wants to go pick up her son. Can I come with her? So
I
want to
interject really quick. In addition to the titties,
yeah.
what did this woman look like? Like, was it
yeah.
just the titties that drew you, or was she, like, gorgeous, or what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, because real talk, she was, like, maybe a... Damn, she's, like, a 3 in the face.
Oh!
No. Listen. This is not a
No, it's already done. Ooh. No.
You have to hit a scale. Okay. The 9s, 10s, and 8s are the Beyoncé's, the Rihanna's, the models. You know, the 7s, 6s, and 5s are the cute people that you see every day. And then the 4s, 3s, and 2s, and 1s are the normal people, but you don't want to be a 2 or a 1.
Oh, no. That really put my life into perspective.
Wait, I like that scale, though. That's mad realistic.
Yeah, it is.
That's very sweet.
It's a realistic scale, yeah.
Like, bitch, you're not a Rihanna, but I'll fuck with you.
Yeah, you're still gorgeous.
Yeah, so she's a 3. Like, you see her every day on the train or the bus, you'll fuck her, but you won't go out of your way to do it.
You love this! Yeah. The honesty!
Yeah, so, you know, so I tell her, so we just sit in that chit-chat, and we go pick up her son, and we come back, and her son's in the house playing with my little brother, and she's complaining and venting about how it's hard being a single mother, and the dad's not there, and how, you know, she wished she had somebody in her corner, whatever. I still don't care.
Did you ask her any of this shit, or was she just like, oh man, you know?
I honestly don't know how it came to be. Like I said, I didn't care. I was more down there for the simple fact of, let me get some liquor, and my mom held me hostage to this woman.
Ah, I see.
So, as the night go on now, she decides she's going to let her son spend the night and hang out with my little brother. And, you know, she asked me if I could give her a ride home.
Did it look like her son wanted to stay, or was she trying to put the pieces in place to get some dick?
It seemed like the son wanted to stay because him and my brother are the same age group, but I felt like God was handing down the signal of, bro, you're going to get some tonight. So shout out to my dog, Jesus.
Shout out to my nigga, Jesus.
So we get back to the crib. It's about 1 o'clock. We both liquored up.
Nice.
And, so I help her bring her stuff into the house, and I'm thinking, bruh, the signs are there. We had liquor. She left her kid at my house. I'm at her house. I'm helping her bring her stuff inside. Where else is it going to go?
Yeah.
So
there's nothing. You're not going to read books all night.
It's just like sex time.
Yeah. There's going to be some sex.
So we get in there, we talking, and she says, you know, I'm happy with myself, you know, except I want some breast reductions. And I was like, no, really?
How did her being even happy with herself come up?
I think,
like, I don't tell complete strangers, like, bruh, you know.
I don't know. I was like, on blood, fool, I'm getting some tonight, because she was literally just throwing the signs at me. So she's telling me about her breast reduction and, you know, how she developed really fast, and when she was pregnant, her friends thought she had a bigger belly or bigger titties than her belly, or whatever the case may be.
Whoa.
So finally, I'm like, fuck it. Let me see him then.
Wait. Is that how you really ask? Fuck it. Let me see him.
She brought him up, like, one time about the breast reduction.
Uh-huh.
And she brought up how heavy they are and how big they are.
Let me be the judge.
Yeah, so she's like, sometimes I love having them and sometimes I don't. So I'm like, fuck it, let me see them. So she whipped the titties out.
Whipped them out.
And I'm like, she whipped them out, and I'm like, all right.
Over bra, under bra? Like, what was going on? She took the whole bra off?
She had one of the, she, over bra.
Okay.
She pulled them out, whichever one is pull out titties. So, you know.
He doesn't care.
So she's sitting there, and she her titties are still out now, and she's talking about how, you know, now that she's single or her man's not around or whatever the case may be, she masturbates a lot and she doesn't use toys. And I'm thinking, okay, these are clear signs. One time, shout out to Black Jesus, I'm in it. So, you know, she told me about her fantasies and her threesome fantasies and how she wants to watch a dude fuck another chick. And I'm thinking, bruh, let's do this.
Wow. So if only there was a third there.
That would be great.
You could have a great night.
Yeah, so I just get to plan. I just ignore all her talking at one point and just face plant her titties, like complete motorboat biting, licking, just all over her titties.
Did you ask, and or did you just go in?
Well, I asked to see them.
Okay.
I asked to touch them? No, but they were already there, and they've been out there for about a good minute and a half. So
okay.
What else can I say?
Okay.
So I'm swimming in her titties now.
Doing the breaststroke.
She finally go and grab my dick because I'm wearing some basketball shorts. And she's grabbing my dick, and she gets inside my basketball shorts, and she's playing with it, and joysticking it, slapping it around, pulling, yanking, everything, feeling them nuts. And I'm like, bro, we are here.
we have reached the promised land. Moses,
exactly.
Your thoughts.
So, you know, she grabs my my Moses staff, and I'm trying to part the and as soon as I go to put my hand in the pants, she's like, no, we just met. I don't really know you like that.
After you have lived in her breast. You have lived and died in her breast.
You were in the titties.
Yes, I paid taxes for about 2 years. And so she hit me with that, stop. I don't know you, and I've only known you for like 2 hours. And I'm thinking, who the fuck cares?
Facts.
But, you know, I had to play it cool. Like, okay, I understand. No big deal. On the inside, I'm like, man, fuck this bitch. I want to go home. So whatever. We talked for like another 5-7 minutes, because you just can't leave right after she says no. You got to make a casual escape.
So, you're a better man than most men.
Most guys just shut up their eyes.
Like I said, because here's the thing. If a horny Tuesday night comes up, and she hits me with that, are you up? It's better than, well, this nigga just left me soon as I said no, so,
You know how to play it, man. Wow. Yeah. I respect you.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, so, you know.
Like a kind-ass Mac.
I made my exit, and her son stayed the night, so I get home, and I'm looking at her son like, man, I almost fucked your mom.
Just looking at him in the eyes.
It almost happened, man.
Whole morning, I'm staring at this kid like, you have no idea what I was doing.
Your mom's a hoe. No, I'm just kidding.
That crossed my mind, too, but, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing.
Yeah, so, but, so I dropped the kid back off to his mom this morning, and, you know, she seemed really happy to see me, but I was still thinking about, you bullshit, and I wasted my time.
So, do you think, clearly her reasoning was bullshit, like, I just met you, your dick was in your hand, her titties were in your mouth, do you think she was, like, trying to do, like, a, oh, you know, let me just delay the process type of thing, or I don't want him to think I'm a full hoe type of thing?
That's what I think it is. I think she just didn't want me to think negatively about her, whereas I'm like, who cares? You're 30, I'm 27, we're at that age where it's like, what do you care what I think about you at the end of the night?
Facts.
Oh, interesting.
Goddamn. Yeah. What anybody thinks about me.
But, like, she's still friends with your mom, so maybe she was like, maybe this isn't a good thing to do, because...
Is she friends with your mom, or was she just at your family bar? She's
got to
be good friends. The child was there.
No, yeah. She wasn't really friends with my mom. It was more of, my mom's actual friend brought her along because she's new to the country, and she, I guess, they're trying to get her to socialize.
Ah, so this is a migrant hoe.
Right.
The best kind.
Traveling.
Caribbean.
But, yeah, she's Jamaican.
So. Nice. Yes. That's shout out to all me Jamaican hoes, them.
Getting around.
Yeah, so, I mean, realistically, if she would have gave it to me last night, I would have probably cared more the following day versus now. I'm like, now I know you on that bullshit, so what's the next possible bullshit
interesting.
Yeah, if she'd only been honest, like, said, like, okay, I'm nervous about doing this because of, like, X, Y, or Z, instead of the clear bullshit response, I feel like maybe that would be different.
Yeah. I mean, you give that type of response to a nigga who you want to make your boyfriend or some shit like that, not a nigga you're just trying to fuck.
I guess, but
like, he doesn't care what she thinks about
it. Well, I hope she don't think I'm going to be her boyfriend. I mean, because I told her flat out, I said, look, when September come, I'm going to California, and I'm going to stay there, and I'm like, I have no intention of staying here. Mm-hmm. So she knows that I won't be there for boyfriend time.
This isn't boyfriend time. This is my titties in your mouth time.
Yeah.
No, that's valid.
I mean, I don't mind being your human vibrator, but that's about it.
Oh, stop. That's a great phrase.
I love it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is a good stuff.
It's a revolutionary phrase.
Yeah.
I like the idea of a human vibrator.
Sheikah's contemplating sleeping with you.
How could you do that to me? Sorry. How could you do that to me?
Sorry, just throwing you under the bus. Throwing you under the dick.
Oh, no. Yeah, KTN. Where do you live? Are you far away? I'm going to email you my number. And then we can talk.
Yeah, Sheikah's going to fuck, man. It'll be great.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, then I can tell another story about it. Throw some more.
Wait, what did you say just now?
We can tell another story and I'll throw some in there.
It'll be the first guys we fucked episode.
All right, any other comments?
No, it's about to be an interactive podcast.
I got some other stories. I'll save them for later.
Yeah, save them for later. Aww, you're a gold mine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thank you. Peace.
Bye.
All right, later.
Bye. Guys, if you have any questions that you would like to read for us live on the air, send it to us at ihupodcast@gmail.com. If we like it enough, we'll be like, hey, you want to call in? You'll call in.
Yeah, it's so easy. Time. You just have to call us. Just call us.
Or we call you and you talk.
And we have to trust you, though, because don't... Oh, you have to call Sam, though. My phone is broken.
I'll just change my number.
So, yeah, like check out our Patreon.
Yes.
You can donate $1 to us a month.
Yes.
Or you can... $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to be my sugar daddy or mommy, I'm all about that life. Fair. The show will become sex work. And you can also check us out on Periscope on Wednesday and Thursdays. We also got Twitter at @Slam_Pow. I'm @ShanPowell4. Sam is a
Slam Rid on Instagram and Twitter, and I am SAMANNERZ on Snapchat. That I do use sometimes. I had this, video of me simulating someone sucking my dick the other day. Thanks, Lucas. Yeah, I'll show it to you later. Yeah, I guess that's it. If you guys want to join in on the conversation, use #InnerHoeUprising and talk to us. We're also on Instagram at @Slam_Pow.
Yeah.
And so, Facebook and YouTube, Slam Pow Productions.
Yep. Now leaving you with a little something sexy.
To do what I'm doing while I'm doing it. This quote changed the direction of my life, honestly. Right now, can you make an unconditional relationship with yourself? Just at the height you are, the weight you are, with the intelligence that you have, and your current burden of pain, can you enter into an unconditional relationship with that?